Good morning.
Good morning, Medford. Somerville.
How are you, Zoe?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jane?
Really good. Happy October 8th. Happy Tuesday and happy fall episode.
Yeah, it's feeling super, super fall this morning in Medford. We've got a crisp 49 degrees Fahrenheit outside, but it's nice and sunny. So that's some classic fall weather going on.
Yeah.
Chilly, sunny, crisp, beautiful day.
Crisp. Yeah, it's the first fleece day of the season for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt. It's fall. Fall is here.
Fall is falling. So, all right, well, we have a ton of updates since last week, right? I feel like
So last week it was October 1st.
Oh yeah.
And
Rabbit.
So this week we're getting into October. October 8th. Things are starting to ramp up school-wise. Everyone's got midterms and papers and...
Yeah, is that this week for you?
Not really this week, but I have a lot due in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the next 2 weeks, I have, like, two assignments per class, which is
really
crazy. Like, including, like, midterm tests, big papers, all this stuff. So, because a lot of my classes, you kind of, like, signed up for a week to do something, and I just literally didn't even think about it, which is my bad, but I ended up signing up for whatever.
Like, you have to sign up to, like, present or something. Oh!
And, yeah, stuff like that.
Nice!
So, I have, presentations and papers and tests, so, yeah, so I'm trying to get ahead of that this week, but just that time of the semester, you know?
Happens.
So, yeah, hope everyone else is having, anyone who's a student and is listening, hope everyone's having a good semester so far as well.
Totally. Yeah. All right, well, we have a very exciting show. We have an exciting announcement, so stay tuned. And you're listening to Claro right now and her new album. This is Nomad. So
nice.
We'll be back with a very exciting announcement in a couple minutes.
It's true.
And we're back.
Hello, hello.
The song you're just listening to is My Body, Young the Giant.
How did you find that song, Jane?
Actually, I don't know.
It's How long have you known it?
It's old. It's from old. The same album as, like, you'd probably recognize.
Oh, yeah.
This album. Same as this one. I'll play it right now. Cough Syrup.
I love Cough Syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
This is Does everyone a great know song. This song? We never really talk about the music.
I know. Yeah. We should start talking about the music.
The first time I heard this song, I think it was in Glee, when they did in Glee. Did you ever watch Glee?
Like, not in order enough. Like, I've seen a lot of episodes, but not all. Like, I never, like, sat down to watch it myself.
Yeah.
Good
song, though.
This song reminds me of, like, right when either Spotify was starting or right when it was, like, the music interfaces were changing so that you can make playlists more. And Hannah had this... My sister had a chill playlist, and this song reminds me of it. This song, and you know the song Rhythm of Love? I'll play it next. It's like, I think it's by the Plain White Tees. It's like, let me just play it after.
Yeah, just play it after. This song, well, my sister she didn't even watch Glee, I don't think, but she would listen to all the Glee, like, I remember being on vacation with her. And she'd be sitting in the back of the car listening to the Glee albums.
Oh.
And so that's what this song reminds me of. Both sister related.
Yeah, interesting. Anywho. Okay, so Zoe. Let's see. What do we have to get through today? What happened since last week? Oh. Did you end up going to the Tufts Oktoberfest?
I did go to the Tufts Oktoberfest. I want to give a huge shout out to Tusk, which is the Tufts
University
Student Collective, which is the organization that basically plans all these really fun events for us, such as Spring Fling, as you guys have heard about, Fall Fest, everything fun like that, anything with like food trucks, honestly.
Yeah.
And club fair, like, everything. They run everything.
Yeah, as soon as you see the Cookie Monster truck,
you know what's going on. And, yeah, so they organized an Oktoberfest just for the seniors, which is really nice. I think you had to be a senior to go.
Senior and 21?
And 21. Jane's not 21, but she wasn't here, so it's okay.
So I couldn't go.
But it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it's just, I feel like... There have been a lot of, like, events just for seniors, which has been really fun to, like, to see everyone. And we've never really had that opportunity before, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like it's totally... What do you think is more hype? A high school senior or a college senior?
High school senior.
Like, you rule the school.
Yeah. You rule the school, and it's, like, getting into college is stressful, but, like, getting a job is, like, a whole different thing.
Ugh, yeah. And, like, high school seniors, you're, like...
You're known.
Just, yeah. Known. And you're like, cool.
You're cool. Yeah.
We're not that cool anymore.
It's not like that. We're too old. but it's still fun to be a senior. Like, I feel like... Is this a song? Oh, no. Sorry. I thought it changed somewhere. Yeah. But I remember during COVID when all the seniors didn't get graduations.
Class of 2020, if anyone's listening.
Shout out. People were only talking about high school class of 2020.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, like, what about the seniors? Prom. And I was like, yeah, like, the seniors thinking about, because I remember I had, like, some family friends who were seniors in college. I was like, yeah, the seniors. No one ever talked about seniors in college. People only talked about seniors in high school. So that's why I feel like
people are true. Really and, like, why? Arguably, college seniors is more because, like, that's your last, unless you go on to grad school, that's your last.
But grad school is different.
Song, Rhythm of Love, by the way. But yeah, grad school is different because it's not like...
Not as many people your age.
That one.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We're not even going to let you listen to it because we're going to keep talking.
We're going to keep talking.
Yeah, grad school isn't. Because I feel
it's like
you don't call...
We're all the same age.
In grad school? Like, if you're going to, like... med school or
like
something?
First, do you year, say second freshman year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, right? But it's also, like, you can really be, I mean, a lot of people, not even anymore. I feel like people go to grad school at any age these days, which
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, in college, like, you're all the same age.
True.
I feel like that's the difference. Or, like, a year apart.
Plus or minus.
A gap year.
Or
plus or minus.
If you're older, if you're young
yeah,
for the grade.
But you're not going to, I mean, sometimes you go to college with, like, older people, but mm-hmm. not, that's not, like, the norm.
True. Yeah. So, in conclusion, class of 2020, we feel for you. Class of 2020, college seniors,
we feel for you.
We see you.
We're sorry that we forgot about you.
And Oktoberfest was a hit?
Yeah, it was so fun. They had free food, sausages, pretzels, fries.
Prost.
Everything. They had beer for us. They gave us, like, the beer steins.
Oh, I saw those.
And
that's cute.
$5 beers.
Wow.
It was great.
Go
and they had a traditional German band playing. They had
nice.
Like tables and
were people
were
in
sitting.
Lederhosen and Drindels.
Some people did show up in Lederhosen and Drindels.
Oh
yeah, so it was very cute. People seemed very
I was yawning.
Yeah. Spirited, and it was great. So thank you, Tusk. Shout out Tusk, like, great event.
Yeah.
And just, like, great vibes. It was really, really nice that day.
Oh, good.
So I was wearing, like, a tank top, like...
Wow.
Chill.
Good stuff.
Jane, highlight of your weekend.
So I went to Winston-Salem, North Carolina to visit Wake Forest University. And I have a friend who goes there. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning,
and,
Molly.
And she showed me a great time. It was actually really cool to see another type of school. I don't know how many of our listeners go to Tufts, go to other schools, went to other schools,
mm-hmm.
have seen other schools, but it's always interesting to see, like, oh, this is your normal this or normal that, and, like, walking around. I don't think I was expecting the Southern feel of it, because I was like, oh, like, it's just going, I'm just going to another school, but no, like, it was in a completely different climate. It was like 80 degrees, and like the architecture of the buildings felt super different, and I'd never been to North Carolina. The food was different. I tried grits for the first time. You ever had grits? They're like, I don't even know what it is. I think it's...
Is it like potato?
It might be. But it's like, it's not like mashed potatoes.
Is it like, what's the consistency?
It's kind of like grainy.
Mm.
Or like, it's gritty. Honestly, it's gritty.
Gritty.
Yeah. It's like, it like comes out, like to scoop it out, you would need like a...
Spoon.
Spoon, but like you can almost do it like an ice cream scooper and it would hold that form.
Is it like oatmeal?
No, thicker than oatmeal. I don't know. If anyone wants to describe grits to Zoe, feel free to text or DM us. Maybe I'll make... We can have a grits party. Gritsdale?
People wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
We're not in Winston-Salem anymore, Jane.
Exactly. So that was really cool, and to see another part of the culture. And I feel like we did a lot of different types of things, like the typical college thing. Oh, my friend Molly is a tour guide, so she took me on a tour, and... We went out and did their typical college things, but we also explored during the day to this historic old Salem, and it was like a town from like the 1800s, and it was really cool. All these different, it was almost like a walk-in museum where you can go into the
Ooh.
Different, like the tavern.
Oh.
And the, yeah, like when people were like dressed up in costume. I don't know why I always seem to find those
the
places.
The locksmith.
Yes, exactly. The apothecary, things like that. So if anyone ever finds themselves in downtown Winston-Salem, definitely check out the Single Sisters in Old Salem. And it was really cool. So I was there all weekend, and I got home like, oh yeah, it's related to polenta, Zoe. Have you ever
I've also heard that it's described as a porridge.
Yeah,
made from
porridge.
Dried corn that has been
corn.
Ground coarsely.
Cornmeal. Yeah, I could totally see that. And sometimes they put different mixings in. Like, I think I got cheesy grits.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Was it, like, sweet?
Not really.
Not like cornbread.
No. I mean, I guess like kind of sweet. Maybe sweeter than mashed potatoes.
And this is a breakfast food.
Yeah. Like it was on, I got eggs Benedict on a biscuit and they put grits on the side. Yeah.
Biscuit. The biscuit must have been really good.
Biscuit was good. Yeah. And
Southern culture.
Yeah. And another thing I learned from the old Salem town was the Moravian people, which I'd never heard of, were, we tried these like Moravian coffees and Moravian cookies.
Define Moravian.
It was like a subsection of Christianity, I'm pretty sure. And most of them were German. So a lot of the words come from German, Germany, or German language. And it was really cool. And the flavors were mostly, unless they were just doing this for fall, but all of the Moravian flavors I had was kind of like gingery, kind of like gingerbread or like spice, like sweet spice, like
yeah,
apple spice.
Yeah, like German vibes.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, so that was really fun.
And that's great.
Yeah, good to see.
Apparently I've had grits, but have had grits? Just didn't know.
Oh, it's confusing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what would you say was the biggest difference between, like, that you noticed about Wake Forest compared to Tufts?
Like, the schools or the cities?
The school.
The schools, probably, physically, like, the campus. Oh, by the way, this is Noah Kahn. Noah Kahn and Joy Oladokun. We're all gonna die. Physically, the campus of Wake, well, one, didn't have any hills, and two, all of the buildings were, like, of the same style. Like, they all were made of, like, the same brick, and it was a very cohesive campus feel, which I feel like at Tufts, there's, like, a total variety. Like,
totally.
None of the buildings really, like, looked the same besides, like, Houston and Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's, like, kind
there's,
of,
like, certain, but even, like, within the academic quad, like, all
yeah,
these,
like, it's, like, West
they're, like,
and then Barnum.
Such different
then, yeah.
architectural styles.
Totally. Which gives it character.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Yeah. I'm always surprised to go to school without hills.
Yeah.
It's kind of trippy to me. It's, like,
oh,
you
my
just
God,
walk,
I know.
And
I
you
know.
Can, like, see everyone for miles.
Yeah, like, you could be in the library and then see, like, four buildings down at, like, the dining hall.
That's
I know.
Crazy.
I am always surprised, too.
It's so trippy to me for some reason. I'm like, how do you not have hills?
Yeah. Like.
Because I feel like a lot of schools are on hills.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Like, Cornell, famously, is on the big hill.
On a hill.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, if anyone else can think of another school on a hill.
But when I visited Dartmouth, I had the same reaction. I was like, it's so flat.
No hill.
But I would. You would expect Dartmouth would have a little bit of a hill.
Yeah, like in the mountains. Kind
of. Yeah.
Interesting.
Even, like, Georgetown was a little hilly. Like.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, there was a huge hill at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because it's, like, for it to stretch that far, there's not
just
too many
flat.
Yeah. I'm trying to think
it's
of,
crazy.
Like, imagine if Tufts campus was, like, in Davis towards, like, Porter. I guess that would all be flat.
True. What is this hill that we're on?
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Stay tuned. Next week, we'll look up the history of
it's what? Huge. Look at it.
Yeah. It's huge.
We're looking at the hill right now, and sometimes I forget how big it is. Like, where is it? Where did it come from? What did it look like without a campus on it? Who decided, let's put a campus on this hill?
Exactly. Oh, and one of our listeners at Syracuse University, good morning, Natasha, is listening and walking up a huge hill at Syracuse.
Yes.
Syracuse is hilly, too.
Syracuse is totally hilly.
Huh.
I feel like a lot of schools are hilly.
Yeah. Lehigh hilly. Colgate hilly. Okay, so I guess, like, hilly campuses are...
That was the trend.
Yeah. Maybe, does it have to do with, like water flow? Like, do they flood less if it's hilly? Yeah, but there's buttons.
Maybe.
No, but there's
you could also imagine that maybe, like, at least for Tufts, the campus probably was on the hill. Yeah. You good?
Yeah. Totally.
Right? And then it expanded past the hill. So I don't know if it, like, if other schools are like that. Because, like, most of the older buildings are on top of the hill.
Yeah,
so maybe like the campus, SEC. Like, was on the hill, and then it just expanded, so it had to go down the hill.
In the same way that, like, if we were in a battle, we would want the high ground.
Yeah, and it just makes it so... Cause
and there's a cannon on the hill.
Yeah.
Wait, what even is the cannon?
True.
All right, next week we're going to do a Tufts history episode. History.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's great. So many questions, and we'll get them all answered. But it does give you a really nice view. Like, parts of the, like, Tisch Roof, beautiful view of Boston.
Really
Hill
beautiful.
Hall, beautiful view of Medford.
Totally.
Yeah, so I guess maybe being on a hill is just, like, just beautiful.
Yeah.
Why not?
Good point.
So, yeah, we'll get back to everyone on that, because I know people are wondering.
Yeah.
It's important.
Definitely.
Yeah, so what are we listening to right now?
Right now, we're listening to In the Best Case Scenario, We Die at the Same Time by My Name is Ian. Like, listen to the words. Wait, I'm going to get my charger really quick.
Jane's getting her charger. She's opening her bag. She's pulling out her charger. Is that the right charger?
Yeah.
She got her charger. Never seen you use that charger before.
I know. I don't usually pair this charger with this computer. However...
Is it for your work computer?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Jane pulled out a big black charger, which I feel like for Macs, it's usually a white charger.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Oh, and it looks powerful.
I know. I'm scared it's gonna blow up the studio. No.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay, so give us more weekend updates, Zoe. I feel like I share a lot.
Weekend update.
Or just, like, week update since last week.
Should we do a weekend update next, like, on SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what else happened? Went to a great ramen place. We got to save that for a segment, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk about it now, and then for the segment, I'll talk about something else.
Should we just start the segment?
Oh, let's just do the segment.
Okay.
What's up, Tommy? Okay, so for any new fans, every week Jane and I do a segment called
What's Up, Tommy?
Tommy, where we describe some great food that we've had in the past week.
I feel like I already shared mine being grits.
Okay, grits. So Jane was grits. If you're just tuning in now, Jane, what's grits?
Oh, shoot.
Dried
cornmeal.
Nice.
Or, no. Finely grated cornmeal, kind of like a porridge.
Yeah. And so then I would say I went to this ramen place.
I feel like we've talked about this maybe before.
Oh, the dream ramen place. You think people know about it?
I don't know. Well, either way.
It's this ramen place where...
Yume wo Katare.
And... basically, the seating arrangement is just three long, almost like, what's a good word? Just three long tables, but you're only sitting on one side. And it's super fun, and they only serve one type of ramen. Incredible. Never had ramen like it before. It's, like, very salty, and it's like a pork broth, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's one bowl. It's like, you get it or you don't.
You just get it or you don't. The noodles, though, were the star of the show. So good. Obviously, homemade and hand-pulled. Very good.
So good.
And
describe the layout of the building.
Yeah. So it's like three counters, I'd say.
Yeah. Almost like a classroom.
Yeah, almost like a classroom. And you sit down in a row with other people. And basically the whole concept is that it's called the Dream Factory. So before you leave, you don't have to do this, but most people opt into it because it's fun. You have to share your dream with the entire restaurant.
Yeah, so, and it only seats like
18 people.
18 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Super small.
And all of the rows face what would be like the teacher, which in this case is the ramen chef.
Yeah, and he's like chatting with people and he's commenting on their dreams and, like, the waiters are super fun. And you can sign up to work there, like, once a month.
We should do that.
I know.
New side quest unlocked.
New side quest. And it seems super fun, and like everyone who works there shares their dreams, and every night they try to get to 145 dreams. Aww. And so I was there at closing time, and so the chef was like, hey, everyone has to share 5 dreams because we have to make it to our number. And so it was super fun. We were all chatting, got to learn a lot about the chef because he said 20 dreams.
Whoa. Any notable ones?
Any notable? I'm sure, but can't remember at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was really nice. He said that he wants to perfect something.
Yeah, and for all of our fans listening in, dreams, this is, could be confusing. Dreams as in aspirations.
Aspirations,
or dreams that, like, happened, but...
Yeah, that would be awkward if someone was, like, didn't know, and they were like, I had a dream that I was being chased by a shark. Yeah. And everyone's like, Yeah. So, everyone shared their dreams, and I said my dream is to have ice cream after dinner tonight. And the chef was like, oh, what kind of ice cream? I told Jane this last night. And I was like, oh, maybe like salted caramel or something. And he was like, oh, like a Snickers bar ice cream? And I was like, sure. It's like, that's low-key salted caramel.
Could be.
Caramel, vanilla, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, great, sure. And then 5 minutes later, he walks out of the kitchen with a Snickers ice cream bar and gave it to me.
So nice. Cute.
It was so family vibes there.
Yeah, it is so family vibes. I would love to work there.
And there's a line. There's always a line.
Out the door.
Always a line, but it goes quickly.
Yeah.
They're just making the same thing.
And
just
you...
Just churning it out.
You don't have time to, like, study the menu. It's like, it's one bowl.
Yeah. So you just go, you eat, you say your dream, you leave. It's great.
Yeah, I remember I went there... I think it was sophomore year, and, or, like, the first time I was there, and there was someone next to me who had gone there every single day. Was he there?
I don't think so, but there was this woman who was so, so obviously, like, she knew the chef, she was, like, talking about, probably goes there, like, once a week.
Yeah, and then when you share your dreams, they say, gonna get a good job, and then the whole restaurant says, good job.
Well, that depends on how much you ate.
Oh,
like, can I get a perfect?
Perfect!
If you eat all of it. And I was so, you know, sometimes you're so hungry that, like, you can't.
Totally.
Like, your stomach, like, shrinks even. So I, like, only ate, like, half of it, which is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So they gave me a, can I get it? Almost.
Almost.
It was really awkward.
That is awkward.
And then I asked for ice cream. whatever. It's okay. I won't think about it.
Yeah, whatever.
And... Yeah, so that was great. And also, just shout out, last night, I made these salmon ham rolls, and they were so good.
These looked gas.
It was so good. It was like, it's so easy to make. Soy, get the soyaki from Trader Joe's, which is soy sauce and teriyaki.
Soyaki.
Drench it on your salmon. Cook that salmon. Make
oven? Air fryer?
I did the oven. I've been into the oven. I just feel like it's a more rounded cook.
Totally. And bigger.
Bigger. And then make a Asian cucumber salad, rice.
How do you make the Asian cucumber salad?
Cucumbers, avocado, sesame, toasted sesame oil, soy sauce, rice vinegar, sesame seeds, sugar.
Chef kiss.
So good. And then add some sriracha mayo, get those big seaweed things, wrap it up.
Mm.
There you go, hand roll. Oh no, my Siri turned on when I said seaweed.
That's funny. Aw.
Okay, wow, 8:38 already.
Oh no.
Do you have any other food you'd like to share?
No. If our fans can tell, I'm a bit hoarse. My voice. So, yeah, last night I had instant ramen, which is not as good as Wumu Wakatare, but,
yeah, we should go back.
Yeah, I totally would. And we should
It's so good. We should work there.
Def.
Hey, you have to say your name, and I was like, my name's Zoe, and there was a Zoe sitting right next to me.
Oh. It's pretty love when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super
cute. It's like an instant, it's like, boom. Oh,
yeah.
No, I'd say that's about it for the what's up tummy section.
What's up tummy out.
And yeah, we got a good We have a good week lineup coming up. We'll do a lot of fun things this weekend. And that face.
What's this weekend? I feel like there's something exciting happening this weekend.
Oh,
I can't quite put my finger on it.
What the?
I feel like there's something going on this weekend.
Yeah.
But don't tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I need to think of it on my own.
Yeah.
Okay, Jane, don't tell me.
I won't. I don't know.
I feel like, well, oh, it's a long weekend. That's what it is.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah. On October 14th, in a week from yesterday.
But I feel like there's something else on October 14th. Don't tell me what it is, though.
Yeah, what the? So
there's something else on October 14th.
Oh.
Is it... Oh, that song!
Oh, the Thomas Rhett one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
probably, right?
Yeah.
Or is there something else?
No, it's probably...
It's Jane's birthday! Yeah, so big birthday coming up for Jane.
Yeah, I turn... next time y'all hear me on air, I'll be 21.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so,
so
we'll have fun.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
We're going to have so much fun. Obviously, like, we'll... if you follow our Instagram, we'll... There will be things to see.
There will be things. Yeah, I'll have my first ever alcoholic beverage... And
yeah, it's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah,
and then the whole our whole house will be of age.
Yeah, so yeah, we can have a
we're free.
Freedom. Yeah, freedom. That's exciting. And yeah, we're
super
gonna...
exciting. How do you usually feel about your birthday?
I'm excited. I feel like it's usually I associate this time of year with my birthday, like the cold. Like, honestly, this morning was, like, the first real fall feel. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like,
it's your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. I know, which I guess, like, everyone has a different experience with. Like, you probably feel that way about, like, the first summer day.
Yeah.
In May.
First spring day.
Yeah.
It's low-key a similar vibe, but not as crispy.
I feel like May, though, is, like, starting to feel like summer.
Yeah, it gets warmer.
Yeah.
But it could be, like, this weather.
True. Usually. It is a similar
honestly,
weather.
We're kind of, like... We're May like, and October.
Yeah, we're like
similar.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
We like complete each other.
Facts.
Best friends.
Best friends. Oh. We should get Claire's best friends.
Yes, yeah. Well, we have something exciting coming for best friends.
Oh, but, well, we have to say that. Yeah. Because we're going to have a whole episode on that.
Obviously. But yeah, so a whole lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah, super exciting.
And
dream cake.
Oh.
Like, world is your oyster, anything. Probably. And it could be, like, from a specific place, like, anything. Dream cake.
Well, I feel like the classic cake I grew up on is Stu Leonard's. Have we talked about Stu Leonard's?
I love Stu Leonard's.
Oh, Stu Leonard's cake, chef kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even anything, like, that special when you break it down. It's just, like, grocery store cake. But it's so good.
Aw.
It's so good.
Stu Leonard's.
Yeah, probably Stu Leonard's is my favorite
cake.
Maybe
we'll get that for you.
Stu Leonard's in Boston? Yeah.
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 You never know.
But yeah. So that'll be fun. And we are going to go out on the town in Boston. And we'll have a nice dinner. And then we're going to kick it over to Western Mass.
Mm-hmm. For the fall foliage.
Fall foliage. F squared. And
it's gonna be a great weekend.
Great weekend up ahead.
Love a long weekend.
Yeah.
This and is also at Tufts, a long weekend is a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
So don't
truly
forget it.
This song is Die with a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Oh, good song.
I feel like it's like not that played that much.
Yeah. But it's a really
it
good
is
song.
Really good. Yeah, it's also a very big week for if anyone plays the Game of Thrones Conquest, there is a new launch on Thursday. And, very exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, a whole lot going on. Like, a total revamp of it. So.
Oh my god, like a whole...
Yeah, like, one of the biggest launches things. In the past few years. So, everyone, if you play the game. Yeah, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is a cool collab.
Yeah, I like what's going on here.
Anywho, Zoe, what have you been listening, or what have you been learning in your classes? Anything interesting?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was that again?
Wait, what was it? Just what's up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up?
What's up, brain? let me think.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about I've been learning a lot about the eye in my perception class.
Ooh.
How the eye works.
Like, the anatomy of it?
The anatomy of it, the way that... Ew. Yeah.
Cool.
That's been really cool, learning about, like, peripheral versus central vision, everything about that, and, like, how the mechanisms within the eye that, like, allows us to have such high focus in the center, but really your peripheral is very blurry, and your brain mostly just fills in what it thinks is there.
Wow.
But if you actually, like, look forward and try to, like, truly know what's, like, you realize how blurry it is.
Yeah, right? It totally is.
That's
wait, what?
It's mostly rods. It's a lot. I'd have to look at my notes.
Yeah, but you'll learn.
Yeah,
what
fine.
Have you learned about, like, why does your vision go down? For example, like, as you get older. Like, today, I'm going to go to the eye doctor. I'm going to go to, like, the glasses shop, because when you get older, you need, if you want to maintain your driver's license, you need to get an eye exam.
Wow. So you're going to go get an eye exam today?
But I think, like, any...
Today? And I just happened to bring that up.
Well, hopefully I'll do it today if I have time. Oh. Yeah. It's like any eyeglass store can do it.
Wow.
I think.
Oh, I also learned that 20/20 vision is just average vision. Like, it just means that you can see, like, what is it? 20 feet. It's just an average vision. Something about, like, being able to see 20 feet when most people can see 20 feet.
Huh.
And then, like, 19 is, like, you can only see 19 feet when most people can see 20.
So when you say...
So, like, you can technically have, like, 22/20 vision.
Yeah.
You'd be above average.
Hey, I feel like there was, like, a case about that with, like, someone in the military who, like... I don't remember now. Wait, we didn't even say the biggest announcement.
Facts.
I'll give you a hint. Everyone. Wait a second. So,
that's a hint.
So, the biggest announcement is...
As many of you know, Jane and I are huge Taylor Swift fans. And... You know, I never got to go to the Eras Tour. Ongoing Eras Tour. But I found out this morning that I'm going to the Eras Tour in Toronto.
Woo!
And I'm ecstatic. I could not be more excited. Like, I might cry.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited for you.
I actually might cry.
And you're going with?
I'm going with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's wife. I think because they're officially married. They haven't had their wedding yet, but they're officially married. And, or I guess my sister-in-law and my mom.
So fun in Toronto, too. And on the way here, Zoe was like, I have such a good announcement. Do you want to know it now, or do you want your raw reaction to be on air? And I was like, I don't know. I'll save it. No, just tell me now. Ben,
I'm so excited. Like, I actually might cry on air.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited for you. And Toronto, we were just saying, is going to be, like, a really good crowd, or, like, a really good fan base.
Yeah. It's going to be really
cute. And she's been going at it for over a year and a half.
So long. A year and a half.
It's crazy.
At this point, like, she's worked so hard.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, and she just must love it.
Yeah,
Imagine being able to do something you love so much every day.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And you're going to see it with the whole new album. Yeah. A whole new version now that she has a boyfriend.
Tortured Poets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. And, you know, I'm a really big fan, but I feel like I was keeping on the down low. This is embarrassing, but I was keeping on the down low because I, like, didn't get to go to the concert. And I was like,
yeah.
All the big fans went to the concert, but I just didn't have the opportunity. But now I do, and so now I can be open about it.
And I feel like in the last... So she... I feel like in the Taylor Swift timeline, she was rightfully huge, and then, like, kind of the hype died down. And then it built back up again. And then it was met with some hate.
Distaste.
Yeah.
Well, there was a point where she was hated on. I remember it was embarrassing to like Taylor Swift.
No, during Eras, I'm talking about.
Oh, during Eras. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When? I feel like it was like, I don't know, like people were like, like just not giving her the respect that she deserves.
Yeah.
And... I'm really
excited.
She's
back and better than ever.
She is. She's always been back.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
But and she's about to start her this leg of the tour.
In Canada?
Well, hasn't she been on a break, low-key? Isn't Miami the first? Because she was in Europe and now she's...
Oh, no, she's coming back.
She's back in Miami this coming weekend.
True.
So this is like... and then this starts the whole new North America part, too.
And then is she done?
I think so.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah, now that it's 8:50.
She could just keep this going for the rest of her life, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know if physically.
And she would, like, mentally, physically, don't. But, like, she could honestly keep doing this for, like, years, and she'd always sell out.
Definitely. Yeah. No, totally. All right, well, it's that time of the show where Zoe's about to read a PSA.
30-second public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585. Or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. That's www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio.
Aw, cute.
So if you're looking for a pet, go to Sterling Animal Shelter.
I will. The first thing I do once I graduate is get a cat.
Aw. Yeah.
Sterling Animal Shelter, nice. All right, great. And that was the PSA. Another exciting thing that Zoe and I are going to do right after this, which I guess we could have said in the What's Up Tummy section. We will be getting breakfast burritos from Picante.
What's up, future tummy?
Yeah. What's up, hungry?
What's up, hungry?
Yeah, this actually happened last week when we were walking back from the show. We passed by Picante, which is like a pretty local spot. Like, I'd say we go...
I've only been once this semester. Oh, what? Twice.
No.
Have you been more?
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, okay. Well,
I guess, like,
well every
in the summer I went a lot.
Every month, we didn't do it this month. But usually we try to do an ins and outs list.
Oh,
and it was out for September.
It was out. Honestly, it's just expensive. However,
yeah.
They have breakfast there. So it's like a taco place, like,
yeah,
it's kind of like Chipotle, but it's like, local.
Yeah,
and they have breakfast burritos, which I've always passed by, and they have a sign outside. Have you ever had it?
I have had it, and it's so good.
Yeah, so we're.
But you have to think about like what meat you want.
What meat did you get?
Last time I went for steak, cause like steak and eggs.
Oh, nice.
And it was really good.
I feel like, yeah. What are the other options?
But I might just go for like a bean and cheese one.
Yeah, veggie.
Because it is, like, the same. They don't have, like... Oh, maybe they do have bacon. We'll see. We'll update you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll let you know next week. But that's what we're going to do. And I have a field trip today.
Where are you going?
During my 6 to 9 class on medical ethics, we're going to a lab. I think it's, like, a forensic lab? Genetic lab? I don't really know, actually. I have to read it. But we're going to a lab tonight.
That's so cool.
It's like 30 minutes away. and we're just meeting the class there. And
so how are people getting there?
She, like, last week took a poll of how many people have cars and are able to drive, and there's like 8 people in the class who...
Oh, so you're driving people in the class?
No, actually, Lily, good morning, Lily, our neighbor and housemate, is driving us.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep. This is Suburban Legends, Taylor Swift.
I love this song.
Yeah, honestly, underplayed a little bit. But yeah, that's what I've got going on today. And, oh, are you getting your flu shot?
I got my flu shot yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Actually, yeah.
Gentle reminder, Tufts offers flu shots.
Yeah.
COVID shot? Did you get both?
COVID shot. Honestly, a lot of shots.
Yeah, good.
I don't know. I did not get my COVID shot because I just had COVID, and I heard that you're not supposed to get it if you just had it.
Oh, true. Did you feel,
I don't
like,
know why, though.
Knocked out after your flu shot or no?
No, I feel fine. Usually I would feel weird today.
Is your arm sore?
Not at all. I think I had a really good lady. I barely felt it. I didn't even bleed. She didn't even have to give me a Band-Aid.
What?
And my arm is not sore at all.
Oh, good.
And I don't feel... Well, I never really feel sick after my... I've only ever felt sick after a COVID shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess me too, usually.
But...
I'm getting mine tomorrow.
Reminder. Yeah, get your flu shot.
Get your flu shot.
Protect yourself and the people around you.
Snaps for that.
Herd immunity.
That was... Herd immunity. Yeah, is that like Tufts? Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
H-E-R-D, as in jumbo elephant
jumbo herd.
Herd. Yeah. All right, well, in the last four minutes,
God,
anything
what?
Else? Yeah, this show flew by. Anything else
we
need
talked
to...
the whole time.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a theme.
Oh, no. Oh, we forgot.
It's okay.
Wow.
The theme is catching up.
Yeah, the theme is Gab Central. We had,
yeah,
just,
we hope
had
everyone
so much
enjoyed.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Remember, like, we are on Instagram, so if you ever have any, like, suggestions, or if you're ever like, guys, play more music.
Yeah.
Just DM us.
Yeah, we're really...
Highlights_radio.
Highlights_radio. We're open for feedback. We're going to learn about how to accept callers, if callers ever want to call in.
We know how to do it.
Yeah, and... Wait, I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to tell everyone. But now I can't remember.
Yeah, this is, it's just, you know, exciting vibes.
Yeah.
So this coming weekend, Jane's B-Day weekend, plus long weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Parents weekend. If any parents or families are listening in, whether those are our families or other Tufts families, we're so excited to welcome you onto our campus. And
oh, and my gospel choir has a performance.
Oh, Zoe's gospel choir performance. Maybe I'll come and I'll stream. Live stream it.
Yeah. When? No, well, we're performing for the parents.
Oh. When?
Like on Saturday.
I will be there. My family and I will be in attendance.
I think
to Zoe's,
it's
going to
be on the
choir.
Steps of Sophia Gord. Actually, I made that. I have no idea where it is.
Okay, well, let
but
us know.
I'll let you know. And... Yeah, the actual performance isn't until, like, mid-November, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, one of these times, Zoe, we gotta get you singing gospel for your gospel choir songs
on air. Or maybe I'll play
air.
A song on air.
No, you gotta sing it.
I don't know if the people want to hear
that. If people didn't know, Zoe's in gospel choir as her arts requirement.
Actually, it's my culture requirement.
Culture requirement. This is her second time taking gospel choir, so she's an expert at this.
Yeah,
point.
I could have taken it 4 times and fulfilled my culture requirement. Yeah. So, no, actually, I would have had to take it 5 times, so never mind.
Oh, would have been worth
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
I went to your first concert. It was awesome.
Yeah,
anywho.
Super fun. Anyway, thanks for tuning in.
This is Zoe and Jane, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Memphis Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be back next week.
I haven't met the new me yet. There'll be happiness after you, but there was happiness because of you. Both of these things can be true. There is happiness past the blood and bruise, past the curses and cries, beyond the terror in the nightfall. Haunted by the look in my eyes that would have loved you for a lifetime. Leave it all behind, and there is happiness. Tell me, when did your winning smile begin to look like a smirk? When did all our lessons start to look like weapons pointed at my deepest hurt? I hope she'll be a beautiful fool who takes my spot next to you.